Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we are a financial literacy class with different topics each week. We show you how to connect to the credit you want and deserve for your home, your business, your personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, reverse and forward mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. Let's start off with a little success story today. You might want to know, how difficult is it to get a home after a BK or bankruptcy, and how long must I wait? Well, that depends upon what type of BK you have had or are going through. Was it a Chapter 7, a Chapter 11, a Chapter 13, or something else? The past week, I was able to get a VA loan for a veteran who had a Chapter 13 discharge just a week previously. Everyone said and told him that he'd have to wait 2 years before he could qualify for a new loan. The issue was that they never inquired as to what type of BK or the story behind it. Because his was a Chapter 13, we could complete his new loan and indeed closed it with a 30-year fixed rate of 3.375%. There were a lot of extra work that we had to do, such as fixing some inaccuracies in his credit report and letters of explanation, but we closed for the veteran, and he's very happy and saving hundreds of dollars each month with the new loan. So be sure and ask your loan officer or somebody, or give them the details, because had it been a Chapter 7, we wouldn't have been able to do it. It would have had to wait. But because it was a Chapter 13, we could actually even have refinanced that loan through VA while he was still in bankruptcy. So there are certain things. So make sure you ask the hard questions. I encourage you to submit your questions and scenarios through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. New this year, or this time of year, we get updated loan limits for conforming and FHA loans. FHA and conforming loans for our area moved from $485,350 to $510,400, an increase of nearly $25,000 for a single unit home. There's other limits for 2, 3, or 4 bedroom or units, excuse me. However, the high cost balance for the Santa Barbara area remains at $625,500 for the high balance, or what they call a conforming jumbo. For FHA reverse, they also increased the maximum limits from $726,000 and change to $765,600, or just over a $39,000 increase. VA loans have also changed with regards to maximum limits based on the veteran's entitlement, and the formula can get you to larger loan amounts as well. The VA is changing the funding fee. The old maximum was 3.3%, and now the maximum funding fee is 3.6%. The veterans COE, which is Certificate of Eligibility, will better define the fee that that your veteran is charged for subsequent use for LTV and loan purpose. So those are the changes that have just come down, and will help others buy homes in the coming year. Today's program is an idea that comes from my daughter, who is wanting to buy her first home in Monterey. She works for the school district and told me she heard she was eligible to get some down payment assistance due to her profession in education, much like first responders. Well, while I've heard of these benefits too, I had to admit to her I'm not the expert, so I invited one in for our show today. Our guest is a seasoned professional with first-time buyers, and while he works for a competitive mortgage company, not high-tech lending, he has my respect and admiration for his first-time buyer's niche. Today in the studio, we welcome Rene Martinez, and he's with Gem Mortgage. Welcome.
Hello, Dave. Thank you.
Glad you're here.
What an introduction.
Nothing to it.
That was great.
You've earned all that, you know, but I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the mortgage industry.
Well, I actually was working in radio when one of my clients approached me, and he was a mortgage broker here in Santa Maria. And he approached me. He wanted me to do mortgages with him, but I was an undergraduate student at Cal Poly at the time. So I finished my undergraduate studies, but while doing that, I decided to make the change into mortgages. And that was in 2006, end of 2006.
What were your undergraduate?
Biomedical engineering.
Biomedical. Big switch. Okay.
Yeah. So I stuck with it and worked through 2007, 2008, and the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since.
Picked a good time to get in the business.
Huh? Great time.
Yeah, right in the top of the recession there.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
So, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Baptism by fire.
Yep.
Way to go. And then, so how long you've been doing it then? Since that time?
Since that time.
And you've been with Gem Mortgage. Tell us a little bit about Gem Mortgage.
I've been with Gem Mortgage since 2013. And Gem Mortgage is a privately held mortgage company in California. And it's actually one of the largest in California. So private mortgage company, mortgage bankers. So that means that we fund the loan and underwrite it in-house, mm-hmm. Which I believe high-tech lending is as well.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And they're based out of Bakersfield.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
Local company.
Right. Bakersfield. Wow. Headquarters. Well, tell us, what is a first-time buyer? How do you qualify to be a first-time buyer?
A first-time buyer is an individual that has not owned a primary residence within the last 3 years.
So I can be a serial first-time buyer? If I don't own something for 3 years' time, I can qualify for first-time buyer again?
And you can own an investment property and still qualify as a first-time buyer.
Okay. So I can still own real estate.
You can still own real estate.
It can't be my
primary residence.
Primary residence.
During the previous 3 years.
My current domicile.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. So that's a first-time buyer.
Yeah.
And what do you see and what profile that individual for me today that you're seeing and you're helping with?
The majority of first-time buyers are what we would consider real first-time buyers. They never owned a home, never had an investment property, just don't know much about real estate or real estate investments. And those first-time buyers have to go through a course to learn about being a homeowner and what it takes to own a home, also what it takes to qualify and what it takes to get through the escrow process. So there is a 6 to 8 hour course that's required for all first-time buyers. And that's for the majority of the programs, but there are a lot of programs throughout California, throughout the county, that would determine which type of loan you're going to get as a first-time buyer.
Okay.
There are many options.
Well, who offers that for that training or that?
Nonprofit agencies.
Courses?
Yeah, okay. Some local nonprofit agencies offer the course. If you go to the website, to CalHFA, they have a website specifically for first-time buyer course.
Mm-hmm.
It's free if you take a live course, and I believe it's right under $100 if you take an online course.
Okay. It does take a full 8 hours. It's not something that you can, like the DMV, I can...
You can get through it much quicker than 8 hours if you're a fast reader.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's pretty much coursework, if you will.
Right. Okay. And there is a quiz at the end of each
not
section.
Necessarily one-on-one classroom type.
Right.
Okay. Well, good. Now, are we talking about down payment assistance programs for first-time buyers? Is it the overall loan? Tell us, where are these benefits for a first-time buyer? Or why do they need them? and what's offered. I know it, I've always considered it a first-time buyer benefits as a larger box, not necessarily cheaper, not necessarily a better widget, but just a larger it's like putting on a smaller pair of shoes. You know, I can shoehorn into it. They'll be a little uncomfortable until they work in, but that's kind of like – that's kind of what I think of as first-time buyer programs.
Right, and when it comes to first-time buyer programs, there are so many out there, and they're all different. They all have – for the most part, they're comparable, but they are different, and they have different guidelines and different restrictions. For example, CalHFA. Mm-hmm. Through CalHFA, you can get a first-time buyer program. If you're a first responder or if you're a teacher, they have a better interest rate for that program. But what that does is they give you the money for your down payment. So if you're doing a conventional loan, you're going to get a 97% first mortgage.
So the first is always the same. It's a conventional loan or it's a FHA loan?
Right. The first is going to be your typical loan.
So I'm familiar with those, and you can get that, you know, FHA 96.5% loan to value. So the other 3.5%
would come from the down payment assistance program.
That's Cal.
CalHFA, they give you the 3.5% as a second mortgage.
Okay.
Then they offer what's called a Zip Third, which is a zero interest program or zero interest loan. You don't pay any interest on it. The loan sits there, but that covers your closing costs.
Yeah, okay.
And so you get a first, a second, and a third. The first and second get you to 100% financing. That way you don't need any funds to close it, any for your down payment.
Right.
The Zip gives you the money for your closing costs.
The appraisal loan cost.
The appraisal, loan fees, escrow fees.
Okay.
And what we can also do is combine that with seller paid contributions or seller paid fees. And some people have gotten into a house with $10 out of their pocket.
Sure.
Because with the concession from the seller, everything is covered.
Oh, perfect. Okay. But when you get the FHA loan or the conventional loan first, do they have any prerequisites? Is there a certain interest rate or a floor or anything along those
lines? And that's the great thing about these first-time buyer programs through CalHFA specifically.
Mm-hmm.
CalHFA offers lower FHA rates, lower conventional rates,
okay,
and lower mortgage insurance premiums.
Oh, wow.
So not with FHA. FHA mortgage insurance is the same, but if you're dealing with a conventional loan, anytime you're above 80% loan to value, you're required to have mortgage insurance. And
right.
In this case, when you're at 97%, for example, loan to value on a conventional loan, you're going to be required to have mortgage insurance. And typically, it's you need 35% coverage. With CalHFA and the down payment assistance program, they reduce that to 18%.
Oh.
So your mortgage insurance is a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
And your interest rate on your primary mortgage is also lower.
Why is that? Because they've gone through the educational course, or
they feel that these loans are more secure. They're also trying to create more affordable programs and affordable loans for people that qualify under the lower income section. So if you have low to moderate income, you will get a lower interest rate through that program.
But if you're at par with everybody else, it's probably going to be the same.
It's not going to be the same. And CalHFA recently changed their guidelines to reflect that. If you are in a great income situation and your family, your household income is doing well, you will be required to have the regular 35% coverage on mortgage insurance. And you will be required to take a higher interest rate than the others.
Okay.
So make sure that the lender you speak with reviews the income qualification, because it will make a substantial difference on your loan.
Okay, good to know. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Renee Martinez on first-time homebuyers.
Hi, David Brown here from American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending. I invite you to tune into The Credit Connection on KSMA, Saturday at 12:30. The Credit Connection pulls back the curtain on the credit industry to help you get the credit you deserve. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. Ask questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. Saturday at 12:30, The Credit Connection on KSMA. SMA.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're speaking with Renee Martinez of Gem Mortgage on first-time homebuyers. Real quick, Renee, what programs are there for buyers who are not teachers or first responders? Do they also qualify for the CalHFA
as
well?
Right. They all qualify for CalHFA.
Is there something unique to or for teachers and first responders?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So through Gem Mortgage, we specifically offer Homes for Heroes program. And the Homes for Heroes program allows us to offer discounted fees to first responders and teachers.
Okay.
But along with GSFA, CalHFA, they do have a teacher program that offers more for your closing costs or lower interest rate. It really depends on what it is that you're after as a teacher. But there are different options for them.
Okay.
That aren't available to the general public.
Okay. And they would getting them in touch with you would be the way to evaluate which is best.
Right. Okay. Because it does vary, and it also depends on whether or not the school is in a low income sector as well. That will make a difference on which program they qualify for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did a previous show not that long ago on no cash down payment for home programs with programs such as VA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, VA you can do 100% loan. USDA offers 100% financing, but they do have a mortgage insurance part of it.
Right.
And then we also did on the Golden State Finance Authority.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about theirs because it was a grant. It wasn't a loan.
Right.
You were talking about seconds and thirds with this program, but they didn't have it was actually a forgivable grant after a certain period of time, but it did not exceed 5% of the loan to value on that for that particular program. But they did have, just as the USDA and this one, they have income limits associated with it. And then also with USDA, it's also geographic limits. You can only have homes in certain rural areas as defined by the USDA.
Right.
So does the programs that you're sharing with us today, do they also, are they forgivable? Are they grants? Are they loans? Are they?
So CalHFA is one program. GSFA or Golden State Finance Authority, they also have, they have the programs that you're discussing. And the interest rate on those, on the Golden State Finance Authority varies depending on which gift percentage the individual wants to take. The higher the percentage of the gift, the higher the interest rate. And then they have another part of that that is an actual loan, an interest-only loan. So you could go GSF, Golden State Finance, which I have done for a lot of customers, as well as CalHFA. With GSFA, you can get more than 100% financing both on your VA loan and your USDA loan, because you can combine it with the down payment assistance. And down payment assistance can be used for either the down payment or closing costs.
Okay. So you can mix and match this with other programs, is what you're saying, first and whatnot.
Right.
Okay. But you were saying and the one thing I didn't like about the GFSA is that, or the Golden State, the loan on the first was about a full percentage above what the market was if you weren't using the program.
Right. And that's why I typically go with CalHFA. CalHFA offers a lower interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
GSFA has higher interest rates. But with CalHFA, the second mortgage is not forgivable. It's not a grant.
Right.
And that's the difference. With GSFA, the second mortgage is a grant. So there's a trade-off. You take the grant money, and you're going to pay a higher interest rate than if you did the other mortgage.
There are other assistance programs or loans or grants or a combo. I've seen like Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital had mm-hmm. one for employees at one time. Are you familiar with like employer benefits?
I am. And there are agencies in Santa Barbara County, for example, that offer the Housing Trust Fund has a down payment program. And I believe their down payment program is up to $100,000.
Wow.
So they offer an interest-only loan, a mortgage for the down payment, and they'll pay up to $100,000, and you only pay interest only on that. Mm-hmm. So that's a good program that you can combine with these other programs as well.
So the FHA and the conforming, they all will yield and work with those others, or they haven't. They don't have any trepidation about working with the different down payment assistance programs?
No, as long as you get, as we know, an approval, an automated underwriting approval up to the combined loan-to-value ratio that you're looking for, then it's acceptable.
Well, that makes it nice.
Some people will get an 80% first mortgage, and then they'll go to the county, for example, and get 16.5% from the county, which puts them at the 96.5% allowed by FHA or allowed by a conventional loan to 97%. And then they'll combine that with the down payment assistance for the down payment.
Okay. So you'll have
three loans.
One government loan, one down payment assistance program, one grant perhaps.
And your conventional loan. So you can get up to four loans.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And one of the loans might even go away,
right,
depending upon the program you choose.
Right.
Wow, that's good to know. What are the best or most common programs for first-time buyers that you're using today?
The most widely used is CalHFA because it offers a lower interest rates. And
that's always a good thing, but what about debt-to-income ratios and things of that nature?
And so GSFA has lower income limits than CalHFA. CalHFA, well, you could make $150,000 a year and still qualify for CalHFA. The difference with GSFA is that with GSFA you don't have to be a first-time buyer.
Okay.
CalHFA does have a first-time buyer requirement.
Okay. Well, they also, I know Golden State will also do refinances.
Right.
Kind of dopey, but... not bad if you're the consumer.
If you don't have the equity, that's the option. Yeah.
So, there's no income limits with the
CalHFA does have an income limit.
Does have an income.
But it's slightly over $150,000.
Okay, so
it
does have it.
Yeah.
And is there a geographic limit? Is it California?
California.
Anywhere in California?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to be an approved
lender
for CalFHA, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so not all mortgage bankers can offer this.
Right, yeah, right.
Okay. You have to be pre-approved.
Yeah, you have to be approved, and the authority doing the loans or the entity doing the down payment assistance loans has to also qualify you. Even the county program, the Housing Trust Fund, you have to go and get approved with them to offer it.
Okay, so I might need a couple of different approvals for one transaction, is what you're saying. Okay. And has there been any reluctance with realtors or sellers using these programs?
I wouldn't say any reluctance. It's just that these programs they've been around for many years, but they're fairly new. They weren't used as much as they're being used now.
Okay.
So realtors, when an offer is made, do call me. To learn about the program, because not all of them know about the program or understand how the contract should be written up, because there are different ways.
Well, and then the buyer needs this education thing too, right?
Right.
And that's kind of the start of the whole program, is it
right.
not? Okay.
Right.
So, and you do first-time buyer seminars, don't you? Or
I have.
Have
yeah.
you done those? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's probably a good place to start getting those that
well,
information.
Well, we should
there.
Get together a new one and offer it to your community here.
Well, we should. Give us a success story about one of the successful deals that you've closed using the first time buyer program.
Just right after Thanksgiving, a recent one, I had a young couple that came in, and they were engaged, and they were about to get married right before we closed escrow. But they came in, young couple, and first-time buyers. They obtained the financing for their down payment. So they came in with 96.5%, and then they got the 3.5% from the down payment assistance. They also got the money for their closing costs.
Oh, wow.
And then the seller provided concessions and covered their closing costs. And after speaking with him, actually I just spoke with him yesterday, I confirmed that he and his wife purchased the home with zero out of pocket.
Wow, that's great.
No, absolutely nothing out of their pocket.
What a nice wedding gift.
Great wedding gift. Yeah, right after their wedding.
Yeah. Well, how can our listeners reach out to you if they have additional questions? Phone, email, website? What's the best way?
The best way is my cell phone, 805-315-2632.
Once again?
805-315-2632.
Okay. And you handle all of Santa Barbara County? Or
all of California.
All of California? Good. Okay. Well, hey, once again, the clock tells us we're out of time, but what a great time we've had with Renee Martinez of Gem Mortgage. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks, Renee, and then sharing with us your experience, your perspective, and insights as to first-time buyers. Sure appreciate it. Every week at the Credit Connection, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide not just valuable information, but actionable tips of the trade that make an impact on you. If you agree, please share our program with other friends and family. We post our current and previous Credit Connection shows to our website, reloans.com, in case you miss one or want to share with someone else or hear this one again. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, or call us at 805-686-2321 and share your credit stories or scenarios with us. Thank you for turning on to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.